Leaders.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's broadcast, we go on in our fellowship regarding the matter of the exercise of our heart and our spirit in God's economy. Over the past few weeks, we have seen that for His economy, God created us with inward and hidden parts, whereby we can know Him, we can contact Him, we can receive Him, we can have fellowship with Him. And we've seen what these inward and hidden parts are. We've defined them, and we've also seen what their functions are. And today, we would like to see something regarding the matter of dealing with our heart and our spirit. I think that by now we all know that to contact the Lord is a matter of our spirit. As it says in John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit. So to contact the Lord is a matter of our spirit. But today we'd like to show you this crucial principle that the contact with the Lord must be initiated and maintained by our heart, because our heart is the gateway to our whole being. Our heart is both the entrance and the exit of our being. Whatever enters into our being must enter through our heart. And whatever exits must also proceed through our heart. So actually, our heart is the controlling organ of our being. And it is the crucial part in our experience, or in the initiation of our experience of the Lord. I think we can see this even in common things in our daily life. We know the difference between doing something and doing something with our heart, putting our heart into it. Even in the matter of eating, if our heart is not into it, the food does not taste as good. There may be some things in our environment, some problems that we're facing, and we're so occupied with that in our heart that even when we come to the table to eat, it may be our favorite meal, but it doesn't taste the same because our heart is not engaged. All the more with the things of the Lord, when we come to the Lord, all the experiences are initiated by our heart and maintained by our heart. So we must exercise our heart in coming to the Lord, in exercising our spirit, in all the things in God's economy. And the best way to unlock the door of our heart is to love the Lord, to exercise love toward the Lord, even to say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. It's good to declare this early in the morning, even first thing in the morning. It's good to declare this when we're coming to the Word, or when we're coming to fellowship with any saints, or when we're coming to the meeting. We can open our heart, exercise love toward the Lord, and engage our heart so that our spirit can be exercised. But just how do we exercise our heart and even deal with our heart so that our experience of the Lord can be maintained? Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all vigilance. This can also be translated, guard your heart. Guard your heart with all vigilance, or guard your heart above all that you guard. Now, our heart is comprised of the conscience of our spirit, plus all the parts of our soul, our mind, our emotion, and our will. So since the conscience is a part of our heart, to deal with the heart, we must deal with the conscience. So we must make sure that there are no stains in our conscience, no impurities in our conscience, no dirt on our conscience. But to deal with our heart is more than just this. We might have a clean conscience, but still not have a pure heart, because the purity is not a matter only of something dirty, but of having something alongside, something else to make our heart impure. And one of the things that we may have in our heart that would cause our heart to be impure is doubt or mistrust. How do we guard our heart? We need to guard our heart from having doubt toward the Lord. We have to exercise to trust God, to trust the Lord for our circumstances, for our environment, and for our future. We may have some situation or have passed through some experiences that may have caused us to doubt the Lord. Oh, we need to exercise. We need to exercise our faith. We need to exercise our heart to trust the Lord. God's love, God's heart is good toward us, no matter what. God's heart is really for us. However, when things happen in our environment, we don't always see the Lord's hand right away. And the enemy may take advantage of this situation and put seeds of doubt in our heart. Well, brothers and sisters, in Hebrews chapter 3, when the children of Israel did not rise up to go into the good land, they thought that the Lord had brought them out of Egypt to let them die in the wilderness. They did not take hold of God's promise. They did not exercise faith. And the Lord said that they had an evil heart of unbelief. Oh, we have to beware that we would never have such a heart, such an evil heart of unbelief. You realize that God considers unbelief something evil. God's heart is always good toward us. Romans 8:28 tells us that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. And in Psalm 139, it says that God's thoughts toward us, his good thoughts toward us, are more than the sand on the seashore. There, it's untraceable, uncountable, how much God's thoughts are good toward us. So we need to exercise faith to believe God's word. We need to exercise faith in God's heart. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "But let him ask in faith, doubting nothing, for he who doubts is like the surge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed about." Hasn't it been your experience ever that when there is doubt in your heart, you are like one that can be tossed here and there? So many feelings and thoughts can come in. The enemy can really have his way with us when we don't exercise faith. If a situation arises which we feel is against us and we may not readily see God's hand, oh, we should just be quiet, humble ourselves, and come to the Lord with an open heart. Say, "Lord, Lord, I just come to you, and I have to admit I don't see your hand in this. I don't see your purpose, but Lord, guard my heart. Don't let my heart get hardened toward you. Lord, I still come to you, and I believe your heart is good toward me." In this way, we can deal with our heart. We can maintain a pure heart toward the Lord. And I do believe the Lord will break through and dispense himself into us, and we will gain something positive, even in the worst situation. Also, because of doubt in our heart, this is why sometimes we're not clear before the Lord or are not able to know the Lord's will. Because we may pray, for example, maybe you are a high school senior praying for your college choice, or you're praying concerning a job opening. And when you pray, the more it seems that the more you pray, the more darkness there is. You don't know what the Lord's leading and mind are. It could be that in your heart, there's some doubt. There's doubt that the Lord is for you. There's doubt that the Lord would give you the best. And when there's doubt in our heart, we can be tossed about. That's why we remain in darkness. Oh, saints, we have to deal with any doubt in our heart. We have to deal with unbelief. We should exercise to trust the Lord, exercise to believe in the Lord. In this way, our heart will be made single, even simple, that we would have just one goal, and that is to contact the Lord in that situation. Actually, the reason why we may not be clear about the Lord's will is because we had more than one goal. We wanted the Lord, but we also had some other motive or desire. We wanted, actually, the Lord's will to be our will. We were aiming at a certain direction, and we wanted the Lord to bless that no matter what, when actually that's not his will. So we need to be purified. We need to be made simple. Oh, saints, if we would deal with our heart in such a way, our whole being will be open to the Lord, and our whole being will be filled with light. Oh, may we exercise to have faith in the Lord and deal with our heart in such a way. Once we have such dealings with the Lord and in our heart, and our conscience is cleansed, then the fellowship of our spirit will flow. If our conscience is dealt with, actually, it's very spontaneous to have the fellowship with the Lord, even the ongoing fellowship. But when our conscience is offended, this becomes a barrier and damages the fellowship with the Lord. So strictly speaking, our fellowship is dependent upon our dealing with our conscience. But the fellowship will be maintained when there's nothing wrong with our conscience. Then, as we have the fellowship with the Lord in a kind of ongoing way, the intuition will follow. We will walk with the Lord. We'll have some sense of the Lord in our spirit, in our daily life. We'll even have the peace in our spirit. But, saints, if we're wrong in our conscience, the fellowship is broken. And when the fellowship is broken, the intuition does not function. So we need to exercise our faith toward the Lord. We need to keep our conscience purified and cleansed. Then the fellowship will flow, and we will walk in the Spirit. We'll have the anointing. We'll have the intuition in our spirit. The Spirit will have the freedom to move in us and even to speak to us all day long. Then it will not only be a matter of having fellowship with the Lord at set times, but also throughout our whole day, throughout our entire day, throughout the day, the Spirit will be free to move in us and to flow in us, and we will be those who are in the Spirit throughout our day, in the fellowship of the Lord and with his rich anointing. Oh, brothers and sisters, the things that we're talking about are not theoretical. They are for our daily life. Yes, we must have the times of fellowship with the Lord, preferably in the morning, even to honor him in giving him the first minutes of our day. But in all of our living, whether at school, whether at home, whether at work, whether with our family, we can exercise our heart and exercise our spirit to be one spirit with the Lord, and so that we can be practically in His economy. I hope that this brief fellowship would be a help to you, so that the matters of living in God's economy could be something so real and so practical to you all through the exercise of your heart and your spirit. May the Lord shepherd you and guide you day by day into this reality. Lord, we love you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for our heart, and thank you for our spirit. Oh, we love you, Lord. Lord Jesus, make more of your home in our hearts today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.